Blog Talk Radio.
To Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and Brother Bill is here, and Brother Marshall is here, and all of you are here, and the Lord is present in our midst. Amen. We are a Christian Protestant Internet Church, and we meet on the Internet. every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and wherever you happen to be. Amen? In your time zone. So we want to thank the Lord that we have this opportunity to all come together and worship him, to receive his word, and to fellowship with the saints. Amen? Amen. When so many people this season are isolated for various reasons, we're here together in the spirit. Amen? Praise the Lord, everybody. So we want to welcome all of our first-time listeners, and we invite you to join us on our webpage, which is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see a link that says MIC Radio Chat. Click that link. And when the page comes up, click guest. And then type in your name or your handle and say hi to everybody. Amen? Sign in and say hi. And everybody will say hi back to you. Praise the Lord. We're very loving and very friendly and forgiving and accepting here. And so we invite you to join right in. Don't feel like a stranger. There are no strangers in the body of Christ once you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen? Praise the Lord. And if you have a cell phone, whether it be an iPhone or just an Android, you may do the same. Use your browser and type in miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see three white lines on a black background. That's your link. Click that, and all the other links will open to you. And there, you got it. So we're so happy that you were able to join us. We're praying for more of the saints. We know everybody's busy during this time of the year. And we take authority, dominion, and power over the distractions and hindrances of the enemy in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, for bringing your family together. It's family time. It's time for the body of Christ, Lord. So help us to connect together as you would have us to. Some of us aren't home yet. We're still driving in traffic. Give us patience and peace, and let us enjoy what you have for us tonight, Father. It's a blessing to be in your presence. It's an honor that when we gather together, you come into our midst. We thank you and we give you praise for every opportunity that we have to serve you, to receive your word, and to come together in your presence. Amen. It's amazing, saints, how life is outside of the body of Christ, you know. Many times we don't think about it because we're inside and they're outside. But our gospel is hid to people that are lost. Many of them haven't the mind to search for it. So during this particular holiday, I'm asking that all of us in our private prayer time pray for people who do not have the mind to seek out the Lord. Pray for them to get that mindset. Pray for those thoughts to enter into their hearts and minds, for them to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Very simple prayer. But most people in the world have one agenda, and that agenda is themselves. They don't have the mindset to seek out the Lord. Even if they're in a store and they hear Christian music, it doesn't cross them. It's just another song on the way to the next song. So I'm asking for each of us to pray in our personal prayer time that the Lord would be merciful to them and give them a mindset to seek Jesus Christ out for themselves. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, the Lord would have everyone to be saved, even though we do know that everyone won't be. That's his desire, and we're in agreement with him. Amen? So, having said all of that, welcome to almost Christmas. That's right. That's where we are. We're almost to Merry Christmas, everybody. Almost. Just about there. And so we're praising the Lord for where we are. Amen. And for the wonderful things he's done. I used to have a neighbor whose birthday was on December 25th. And every year I would go over to her house, leave her a little card on her porch so when she opened her door, she would find it. Well, guess what? One day she packed up and went home to be with Jesus. And that was the end of that little fun. So, praise the Lord, I'll see her when I get home. And many of our friends and relatives have already gone home to be with the Lord. And we'll see them when we get there. Amen? It's something to look forward to. Look at it that way. You can either look, oh, they're not here, or you can say, I have something to look forward to. And for me, I say, I have something to look forward to. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes, saints, situations happen to us, and for some reason we tend to gravitate toward the more negative point of view. Well, let's change that. Let's change that. It's been that way for a while. Let's change that. Let's look on the bright side of it, because there is one. I was conversing with someone through email, tragedy that came into her life. And I was explaining to her that she was so focused on the tragedy part that she missed her promotion, where she wasn't able to do something before. Now it's possible for her to do that. And so she actually made progress. And instead of saying, oh, I didn't reach my goal, she's now looking at the progress she made in Christ. And I think a lot of us need to do that. No, we may not have reached that goal that we have out for ourselves just yet. However, we've made progress in Christ. And we need to say hallelujah on the progress. We need to shout for joy on the progress. We need to be thankful to the Lord for the progress. Amen? Amen. Because we made a lot of progress here. We may not be who we want to be in Christ yet, but we are definitely making progress, visible progress. Amen? And the Lord is pleased, and we are happy. Some of us used to whine and cry and fall apart about every single thing. But we don't act that way now. No, we have some faith now. We have some trust and confidence in God now. We've got some scriptures in us now. We have some hope now. We don't act the way we used to act. See, we've changed. Some of us used something would happen, and we would pop up with the wrong attitude, but we don't do that now. Now we know that all things were working together for our good. We have a better attitude now. Some of us, we couldn't get certain situations to work out no matter what we did. But now we're learning when we take it to the Lord, he'll take over. Isn't that better? Yes, it is. It's a lot better. Not okay, maybe. It's a lot better. Amen? Amen. So, we're not who we used to be. We're still becoming who we desire to be. And in the meantime, we're on the way. Amen? Amen. So, let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you for progress. We're shouting on the progress. We're thanking and praising you for the progress in our lives. We are so happy that you have helped us and strengthened us and given us wisdom and confidence and grace and mercy and forgiveness so that we could become who we are. We thank you, Lord. Help all of those people that are still back there where we used to be. They need just what we found, you. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the change. We thank you for the transformation in progress. We thank you, Lord, that even tomorrow will be better than today. This is a blessing. This is a true blessing from God. We've now learned that many of the afflictions are the afflictions of the righteous. But, Lord, you deliver us out of them all. We want to thank you for that. We want to bless you, Lord. Our souls bless you because we've chosen not to forget your benefits, because you forgive our iniquities and you heal our diseases. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you that you touch Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about showing us, Father, who you really are, healing everyone who was oppressed of the devil. We want to thank you for that, because you've healed us. We want to thank you. We want to thank you that you have cast out many a devil out of all of us. We want to thank you for that. We didn't want to keep them. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, not the temple of devils. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you that you have taught us that by walking in faith with you, you will make us whole. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for more faith than we've ever had before, because this is important. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. And so now we have an idea what faith really is. And now we grab hold of it and we cling. Why? Because it's important. Yes, Father, believing in you is important, because faith is truly the substance of the things we've hoped for. And it's the evidence of the things we are yet to see. We want to thank you, Lord, for entrusting the gospel in our lives. You trust us, Lord, to witness to others and to tell them the truth about Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for that honor. We want to thank you for that blessing. We want to thank you for using us to witness to everywhere, whether they are adults or children, regardless of their age, Lord. We want to thank you for opening our mouths in boldness and with your truth. We want to thank you that when we speak your truth with power, your will comes to pass. We give you praise for that. We want to thank you for those that you have used us to encourage just because they heard our testimony or because they heard a word that you spoke through our lips. We want to thank you for that. We weren't always that way, but we are now. We want to thank you for every trial, every difficulty, every seemingly impossible situation that we have encountered, because you have used all of those circumstances together and more to reveal to us who you really are. You are not the man upstairs. You are a holy God. You are an all-powerful, all-knowing, very personal and intimate Father who loves your children to the point that you sent Jesus Christ to the earth in flesh to destroy the works of the devil and to bring us into sonship. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for his precious blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary for the remission of our sins. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for the new birth, for being born again, for receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we might have a renewed relationship with you and we might come into the inheritance that you have for your children. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for every blessing. We want to thank you for every ill situation. We want to thank you for life itself. We want to thank you for the words of life. We want to thank you for the Holy Spirit. We want to thank you for the holy angels of God that have been assigned to us. We want to thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you for your linking, warring angels that surround us. We want to thank you for your praising angels that are here whenever we're gathered together. We want to thank you for the glory of God. We want to thank you. We thank you, Lord. We reverence you. We worship you. Not just for what you do for us, but for who you really are. We want to thank you that we have a loving God, a living God who lives inside of us. Not some statue off in another country somewhere that we can't relate to. No, we have a living God. You are the only living God, and you choose to live within us. We thank you, and we give you praise for it. We thank you, and we give you praise. In a few days, Lord, the world is going to celebrate whatever it is they think Christmas is. But to the believer, it was the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was your son sent to earth. It was your answer for our ills and our problems. It was the method you chose of showing all of mankind for all of history who you really are and what you really have and what you really do. So we want to thank you that Mary didn't think it robbery to humble herself and to become the virgin that gave birth to Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for Joseph's life, that he didn't abandon her. Rather, he listened to what you had to tell him through a dream, and he obeyed you. We want to thank you for their contribution, Lord. We want to thank you for all of those people who had an impact on the situation whose names were never mentioned. We want to thank you for them. We want to thank you for their sacrifice. We want to thank you for their work. We want to thank you for the effect that it has had in our lives. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor, Lord. We thank you. You're a good God all the time. You're a good God all the time. And we are still trusting you with all of our heart and learning not to lean to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we are learning to acknowledge you and to allow you to direct our path. Help us to learn, Lord. Help us to learn. We want to thank you for the armor of God. We want to thank you for the sword of the Spirit. We're learning to use our sword, Lord. Thank you for helping us. We're beginning to learn spiritual warfare and how to allow you to lead us to the battle. We thank you, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in the name of Jesus. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his entire kingdom, his demons, and his agents in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness and placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind all sources of witchcraft attacks. We return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar devils, all electronic and digital demons, all technology demons and their attacks, Leviathan spirits, their attacks, Kundalini spirits, their attacks, water marine spirits, their attacks, sex devils, their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence demons, smart dust, all sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, drone and whoredom spirits and their attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, and all remote viewing. We bind all sonic and audio weapons in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the voices of the stranger in their attacks and the charmers in their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons in their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies in their attacks, EMF attacks, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus. You have no authority over us. We bind all the voices of the stranger in their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils in their attacks. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All mystic rituals in their intent. We bind and overturn and empty all the cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, Celtic, Caribbean, Latin American, and American, black and white witchcraft, black and white magic, every form of magic and mystic arts, we bind you. We bind your strong men, and we bind your attack in Jesus' name. In fact, we bind your attacks to your strong men in Jesus' holy name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air. We return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils, all satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, and the spirits and works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, make-believe, fantasy, transcendental meditation, Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, and demons, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind the king of pride and every agent in his kingdom in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for breaking the power of their pride in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, all combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the spying of the spies in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the trolling of the trolls in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we appeal to the righteous judge in the name of Jesus. And we ask for an adjudication on every troll and every spy that has come to spy on this ministry and its membership in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the execution of the word that is written against them in this life in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that that word will be executed now in Jesus' name because your word moves swiftly. We thank you, Lord, for the power that you release to do your work, for your word brings with it its inherent power in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise for your mighty work in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilek, Molech, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources in Jesus' name. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, every Masonic ceremony, all artifacts done in the ceremony, the work of the demole. We break their power and their ritualisms in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind their wicked works in the name of Jesus. Runga de Brescia de Brocca de Dian de Debre, Curisi de Brica de Diosund de Brescia de Brocca de Dia City, Ruca de Brescia de Brocca, Baba Babashan de Brescia de Diosuta, Rica de Brescia de Diosund de Brescia de Brocca de Diande, Reca de Brescia de Ramara, Curricisa de Brica Satarabri, Rica San de Brescia de Brocca de Brescia de Brica de Satarabri, Rocca San de Brescia de Recahan de Ramana Satarabri, Tia Recata de Brusa de Diande de Brescia de Ria Sotor. Carre si de la brucia la redian de la broca le redian de la brucia di Dio sotto Yarrikisha de la brosa taramanikisa. We thank you for your judgment, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all, and we loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We ask you to forgive us, Lord, for any time we have closed our own eyes, stopped our own ears, refused to believe, and refused to receive the Spirit of the Lord speaking to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we celebrate the scriptures with you, and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, especially those Christians that are being attacked with persecution in the name of Jesus. We bind those persecuting devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind their wicked mouths in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for releasing your peace and safety over the Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Father. We disconnect and cut ourselves free from every devil that has followed us from anywhere that we have gone in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind those spirits. We send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We want to thank you, Lord. We bind the magic touch. Deep breath and cough. We bind the magic touch right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. We bind the transference of evil spirits with the magic touch in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Father, we ask you to cover our vehicles and the road that we travel. We take authority, dominion, and power over animals, demons, and other spirits and entities on the road so that they do not cross our path in Jesus' name. We thank you for dispatching your holy angels ahead of us to protect us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind accident and tragedy, ruka collision, the misfunction of vehicles, and every calamity that can happen on the road. Rike said, deer crossing our path. Rike sile de diosuraka. Sharigise de librusho torobrike. Sila la diosun de rebrisha tarabrika de dio. Even in the airways, Father. Rula la diasas, we fly to and fro. Runda da brike de rebrusha tarabrike. Whether we are on train, in car, on a bike, however we travel, Lord. Uregise de rebrisha. We ask for your protection and safety surrounding us at all times. Help us, Father, to be attentive to the Holy Spirit so that when he speaks, we will not only hear, but we will respond. We thank you, Father, that during this season you will feed us food that is suitable for us, that's convenient for us, that we ought to partake of. Risa, we bind food poisoning in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, all voodoo, witchcraft, all hexes sent to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull them out and release them in the name of Jesus, back wherever they came from, their point of origination in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We cut ourselves free from all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and any other form of agreement or attachment to the demonic realm. Any roads, any avenue. Any waterways, any pathways, any cords, any webs, that the enemy is using to keep us bound, to keep us attached to the demonic realm. Oh, yeah. We free ourselves. We loose ourselves from it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that your glittering sword go through the airways. Disconnecting your children from everything that is wicked and unrighteous in Jesus' name. Father, give us wisdom and teach us not to reconnect through ignorance in Jesus' name. We pull down our walls of protection, every protection there is around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, nanobots, shamans, sorcerers, divinators, and all such in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we break the power of every curse, every hex, every vex, all love spells, all design, all charms, fetishes, psychic thoughts, all witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo, mind control, jinxes, potions, bewitchment, torment, pain, sickness, destruction, psychic warfare, psychic power, incense and candle burning, ungodly blessings, chantings, incantations, crystals, hoodoo, root works, tribal rituals and sin, and every form of witchcraft or occult that is sent to us in Jesus' name. We break its grip and hold over our lives and the lives of our loved ones in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise, Father, for your continuing protection. We bind all fears in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit of heaviness, every spirit of depression, even depression that is sent to us. We send it back in Jesus' name. We raise the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Father, give us wisdom in the marketplace that we will not purchase things that come with spirits attached that displease you in Jesus' name. Lord, give us wisdom in receiving gifts. We disconnect every evil intent that comes with the gift. In Jesus' name. Every unrighteous intent, whether known to the giver or not, Lord, make us wary of things that are sent to us that we didn't ask for. We didn't order them. They're not really ours. They just suddenly appeared. Ura ba ba ba. Kurisile de Dios sundi de brisha de bruca de Dios sutra bre. Rikete rukusha me 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 mama kusha de brisha de bruca de Dios. Run de brisha de Dios sutra de bruca de Dios. Yarrikite de brisha de bruca de ruto de brisha de Dios sutra bre. We bind the high days and the wickedness done on them in the name of Jesus. We bind the work done on the high days in the name of Jesus. The witchcraft released, we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus according to the covenant. We sweep our porches clean in Jesus' name. Yes, amen. Rusha de brica de diosa. Rica de brusha de la broca de diosuta de brica de rasa. We sweep our porches clean in Jesus' name. No strange occurrences around our door. In the Rebrusha, la Redia San de Rebrushata, Riketi de Rebrusha de Rebriki de Osun de Rebriketarabara. We bind the mouths of the devils attempting to speak through our relatives and friends. Irishita, Riset de Rebruka de Rebrusha de Rebruka, Bababasha de Rebriki, Riketi de Osta de Rebrusha de Rebriosun de Rebrika de Redia, Ruka de Rebrusha de Rebruka de Rebriosun de Rebriki, Uruka de Rebrusha de Rebruka de Rebriosun de Rebrusha de Rebriosun de Rebri. We break apart the agreements of the demons that are gathered together against us in Jesus' name. We send division into their camps in Jesus' name. Rushada. Runga de Ribrisha, la Diosun de Ribrisha de Diosuta, Rila de Diosun de Ribrisha de Rabreca de Dian de Ribrisha de Rabreca, Rucohore, Risa de Rabru. We bind the spirits that would attempt to snoop into our business, Lord, in Jesus' name. Some of our business is very private and very personal, Lord. And we bind those spirits that would come to meddle and spirits that come to snoop and spirits that come to spy in Jesus' name. We bind all those psychic prayers that do not find their place in Jesus Christ. Irugusa babaruke. Risa de brusha de bruca de diosuta de bracaba. Rusa de brusha de diosuta de bruca de vidian de brishata. Lord, those that have laid traps, urrakahale diosundi brisha, and snares for the righteous, irugusa. Be it according to them, according to the word. Risa de da. Be it unto them according to the word in Jesus' name. We bind pity parties in the name of Jesus. We bind wallowing in the flesh in the name of Jesus Christ. For we are crucified with Christ. We bind the evil tidings sent through birds in Jesus' name. We cover our properties with the blood of Jesus. We cover our vehicles with the blood of We release the power of the name Jesus into our homes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I did say birds. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight, saints, amen. Tonight, our featured psalm is Psalm 46. Featured psalm is Psalm 46. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Job, Job 13, 15. Job chapter 13 and verse 15. And our featured ebook is on shape-shifting children. Shape-shifting children. Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. So tonight, saints, we're going to talk about Christ alive in you. Christ alive in you. Amen. Amen. Saints, the same power that spoke every star, even the sun and the moon, into existence. Yes, the same power that created all of nature, all the oceans, all the forests, every mountain, the same power that created human beings from the dust of the earth, that power lives in every believer who has received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Just imagine this. It's hard for us to see the creation of the oceans where there was nothing before, but it happened. And the same power that spoke rivers and streams and ponds into being is alive inside of you. You're going to have to meditate on that a little bit. The same power that spoke rivers and streams, ponds into being is alive inside of you. Do you admire the birds, eagles, and falcons, how they glide through the air? Are you amazed with the wingspan of the condor, a 10-foot stretch from tip to tip? They glide on God's air currents as high as 15,000 feet in the air. Are you awed by waterfalls and the cascades of rushing water, or perhaps the geysers which spew forth water and steam? Well, all of this is possible because of Jesus Christ. Yes, all of this is possible because of Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 12. Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created. By him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So who is this him that's being spoken of in this passage? Well, that him is Jesus Christ. Amen? That him is Jesus Christ. That's who the him is. Jesus Christ is the very likeness of his Father, whom we have yet to gaze upon. Amen? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, in whom the god of this world, that would be the devil, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So it says here that Satan's blinded people's minds that don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He's blinded them because Jesus is the image of God. The enemy wants them blind because the light of Jesus Christ would shine on them. They would begin to see him for who he really is. They may decide they want to change kingdoms. That would be wisdom. So the enemy comes to keep their minds blinded. That's what he does. Jesus Christ is exactly like his Father. So when we discover what Jesus Christ is like, we have also discovered what our Heavenly Father is like. Jesus was there when nothing that we have seen or heard ever existed. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, it reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him." We just read that in Colossians. "And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Amen? Amen. Jesus has always existed. Jesus Christ has always been alive. He spoke and created everything that exists. Everything that has been created, even mosquitoes, were made by Jesus Christ. Eternal life is in Jesus Christ. So then, those who do not have Jesus Christ do not have eternal life, no matter what they say. Those who do not have Jesus Christ do not have eternal life, no matter what they say. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, we just read, reminds us that by him, by Jesus Christ, were all things created, things in heaven, things in earth, whether we can see them or not, regardless of their rank in the spiritual realm. All of these things were created by him, and they were created for whom? For him. For him. Amen. They were created for him. The things that are in heaven are just as real as the things which are on earth. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 21, in Revelation chapter 21, verse 21, the Lord pulls back the curtain and he tells us some things about heaven that we wouldn't have known otherwise. And the 12 gates, there are 12 gates in heaven, were 12 pearls. So there are gates there made out of pearls. There are 12 of them. Every several gate was of one pearl. So there's one pearl that makes up each gate. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. We know in heaven that there are 12 gates. Each gate is made up of one pearl. And there's a city there. And the street of that city is pure, not this stuff we use down here and call it pure gold. No, not that. It's pure. Why? Because it's transparent. It has no occlusion. It's pure. It's transparent. And it's gold, the real stuff, the good stuff. So, you see, occasionally during the scriptures, the Lord pulls back the curtain and he tells us things that are in heaven that we otherwise would not know about. Amen? And we thank him for that. So this scripture tells us that every gate is of one pearl and the street of the heavenly city is pure transparent gold. These things in heaven are just as real in that realm as things on earth are real in this realm. There are things in other realms that God created that are real, just like things that are in this realm are real. They're not imaginary. They are real. Amen? You're not going to go to an imaginary heaven when you die. You're going to a real place. It's a real place. It actually exists. Mm-hmm. When this life is over for us on earth, we have a heavenly home to go to. We will not be lost forever floating in space. Jesus has prepared a place for us. When we leave the earth, we are going home to be with God. So for those who think that this life is all that there is, you are most sadly mistaken and terribly erred. Christians, those who have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, leave this earth. They go somewhere. The Bible says there's death and then the judgment. There's some place to go to. Even if you're a sinner, there's some place to go to. You're not going to be floating around in the sky, in outer whatever, just floating forever. No, there's no truth in that. You're going to go someplace. Amen? There is a someplace to go to. This life is not all that there is. When saints leave this world, they have more life to be lived in the joy of the Lord. So you see, saints, this power, this word was with God in the beginning. This power, this word was God. This same power, this same word was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by this power, this word. And without this power, this word, there was not anything made that was made. This power, this word is the living word of God. The living word of God is Jesus Christ, and he lives in you. When you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and be your God, you ask the same power that spoke and created everything to live inside of you. And he does. And he does. Let's see. Let's go to John chapter 17. John 7, the Gospel of John, chapter 17. Yes, let's go to John chapter 17. And I'm going to skip around like I usually do. Let's start at verse 2. As thou hast given him, speaking of Jesus, power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Verse 5, Jesus praying this entire prayer. O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Before the world was. Amen. Verse 8, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Very important. Very important. Verse 14, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Verse 17, sanctify, make them holy through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, amen. So Jesus Christ is alive in you. Some people have a little problem with this concept, but I say to them, accept the truth, and then understanding will follow. Accept the truth, then understanding will follow. You see, Mary had to do that when the angel came to her to tell her what was going to happen. She said, how is this going to happen? And he explained. And she was willing to believe the truth. She was willing to accept the truth. Some people have hard times with the gospel and with Jesus because they don't have the desire or the willingness to accept truth until understanding floods in. They want you to prove everything to them up front. Well, that's a combination of fear and pride. Amen? A combination of fear and pride. So I encourage people to learn to accept some things in the word that they don't fully understand yet, knowing that Jesus can't lie. And as you open your heart to accept the truth, the understanding begins to filter in. Amen? Praise the Lord. The Father's purpose in sending the living word of God into the earth was to destroy the works of the devil. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." He said, well, okay, so he destroyed the works of the devil, but I still see the devil doing things. Well, you see, man has a choice. He has a free will. He has the ability now to decide if he's going to participate with the devil or not. Amen? He can decide. Not only was he sent to destroy the works of the devil and to reveal the glory of God, that means all that God is and all that God has. Through the life of Jesus Christ, the living word of God. The Father wants us to know Jesus Christ and to love him. In Isaiah chapter 40, beginning with verse 3, Isaiah chapter 40, beginning with verse 3, the word of God says, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." So once God said it, that's it. It's happening. He meant it. When he speaks, it happens. I wish that all of us had the faith to believe that and to embrace that. So when the Lord speaks to you that word, you know that it's going to happen. But many of us have not grown to that place. We still falter. We're still full of doubt. We're still full of unbelief. And I want to challenge you tonight to work on that issue with the Lord. When he prompts a scripture to you, know that it's him and true and living God talking to you. Don't go into that second guess thing. You know you're going to twirl it around up there in the multitude of unrighteous thoughts in your head. That's not how you treat the word of God. You treat the word of God with reverence, with fear, with awe, with belief, with faith. You embrace the word of God. You don't hold it suspect. Amen? You embrace the word of God. You don't reject it. You do what Mary did. And some of us have not grown to that place. We still hold God's word suspect. But you see, you won't get the manifestation from God that you're looking for with that attitude in your heart. As long as you sit there and question God as if he's a liar, then you shouldn't expect to receive anything from him. One minute you believe he has power, the next minute, depending on the circumstances, you don't. The double-minded man doesn't get to receive anything from God. So you see, you have to choose to believe. So God's glory, his majesty and splendor is put on open display in Jesus Christ. You see, when you read the Gospels and you see what Jesus Christ is doing, you see the Father. Tell me the Father. He said, I've been with you all of this time. Don't you know him yet? When you see Jesus Christ, you see the Father. The Father wanted to show to us his plan for salvation and his plan for deliverance from the bondage of Satan. The Father's plan is for us to be free from sickness and disease. The Father wants us to be restored to fellowship with him and to receive eternal life. And some of us still haven't fully grasped that. John chapter 6, beginning with verse 38. John chapter 6, verse 38. For I came down from heaven, Jesus says to us, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up the last day. Amen? But you see, we talked about the Holy Spirit the other day. The Holy Spirit is the one who transports us from earth to heaven. If you don't believe in Jesus, what do you expect the Holy Spirit to do for you? First John chapter 5. First John chapter 5, beginning with verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now I'm going to stop right here a moment and tell you, I don't care what church, denomination or non-denomination, that your relatives and friends visit, attend, or have their name on the roll. If they don't have the Son, they don't have life. They don't have eternal life. You can't get it outside of Jesus Christ. You can't get it because your name is on the roll at the Mormon Church. It won't work that way. You either have Jesus Christ and have eternal life, or you do not have the Son of God and you do not have eternal life. There is no in-between. There's no kind of sorta. It doesn't exist. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. You see, saints, it's pretty plain. everybody you sit down to the dinner table with during the holidays does not necessarily have eternal life. Amen? Amen. All that God is was put on open display through Jesus Christ. That's right. He wanted you to know. So Jesus Christ is the illustration of who God is. He's a live demonstration of God Almighty. Luke chapter 2, verse 32. Luke chapter 2, verse 32. A light to lighten the Gentile. That's what Jesus Christ is to the non-Jew. A light to lighten. Because the Jews were not going to share Jesus. They didn't want him themselves. They wanted to kill him. And if it stopped with the Jewish people, the rest of the world would have been lost. Amen? The rest of the world would have been lost. The same power, the same life of God flowed through Jesus in healing the sick, in casting out demons, in forgiveness of sin, in every single miracle. This was a visible, touchable display of who God is to the whole world throughout the generation. We have an example of this really throughout the scriptures, but we're going to focus on Mark chapter 5, beginning with verse 25. Mark chapter 5, beginning with verse 25. Amen. You see, the concept that the Lord wants us to get tonight, if we don't get anything else, is that he is alive in us. He's not dormant in us. He's not sitting over there on a bench in our lives waiting for the end time to end. No. He is very much alive within us. And we should think of him that way and treat him that way. That's right. Our God is not dead. Our God is alive. And he is alive within each of us. Mark chapter 5, beginning with verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she hadn't seen him. She just heard of him. She came in the press. That means it was a crowd. You know how it is when you're in a crowd, a big, thick crowd, and you can hardly move your elbow. This is where she was. Came in the press behind. And she kept squeezing her little thick body through till she could touch his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt, F-E-L-T, she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging you, and sayest thou, who touched me? But you see, saints, she felt something in her body, and Jesus perceived something in himself. She felt the healing virtue of the Lord move into her body and heal her. And Jesus knew, he perceived that the virtue, the power of God had gone out of him into someone for a moment. Virtue had gone out of him. The woman felt it, and Jesus felt it also. Think about that. Looking for how God is, what is he, who is he? This is a perfect display of who he is. Luke chapter 8, verse 46. Luke chapter 8, verse 46. Luke said it this way, and Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort, for thy faith made thee whole. Thy faith made thee whole. Go in peace. Amen. Luke chapter 6, beginning with verse 13. Luke chapter 6, beginning with verse 13. See, there are some people, saints, who think the Father, this is their phrase for him, the man upstairs. Well, that's an inaccurate phrase. He's not a man, he's God. Upstairs. And he allows us to see him through Jesus Christ. When you see Jesus Christ, you see the Heavenly Father. He's not a mystery to you anymore, because you've come into contact with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is alive in you. The Father and the Holy Spirit are alive in you. Your very body that doesn't belong to you is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The one who defiles the temple, him shall God destroy. And when it was day, Jesus called unto him his disciples. And of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes. And Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. He came down with them and stood in the plain. And the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him. For there went virtue out of him and healed them all. It's the Father's desire for all of us to be in health and prosper as our souls prosper. Amen. It's his desire. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. He wants us to have faith. He wants us to grow. He wants us to change. He wants us to continue to become more like Jesus every single moment. But we have to grasp something very deeply, more so than before, that God is actually alive within us. That's right. You read in the in John chapter 17 how Jesus clearly told us that the Father was in him, alive. We have to come to that understanding, and we have to allow ourselves to receive that truth, that God is alive in us. He's not just sitting in a corner in our lives someplace waiting for us to pray. No, he's alive in us. Amen? He is alive in us. And he flowed out of Jesus Christ to others and healed them and touched their lives. He's alive. He's not dead. He's very much alive. Our Heavenly Father's plan for us in salvation and inheritance is for us to be changed into Christ's image so that we become enabled to work the same work. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 12, Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, Jesus speaking, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Jesus is expecting more growth in us. He's expecting us to develop in faith more than we have thus far. He's expecting us to believe and accept that he is alive in each of us. And that while we are in the process of talking to people, he's going to have something to say. Let him speak. Let him speak. Just yield your vessel and let him speak. Their lives he has to change. Their minds that must be healed. Let him speak. When you're in the presence of people and God's trying to reach some of them or one of them, if you allow and you walk in faith, he will speak. Going to use your voice, your lips, your voice box, but he's going to speak up. Allow him to speak. You won't know what you're going to say before time. He's just going to talk and your mouth and lips are going to move. And they're going to hear what God has to say. Let him speak. So, the Father wants us changed into Christ's image so that we become enabled to work the same works, so that the virtue of God will flow through the body of Christ to the lost world. So that the virtue of God will flow through the body of Christ to the lost world. However, before we can enter into that service, we must believe that Jesus is alive in us, not stagnant, not simply abiding, but alive in us. Amen? Amen. So you have some additional homework tonight along with those four sermons that you're going to recap. And it is to meditate on Colossians chapter 1, just two verses, verses 26 through 27. Spend some time meditating, almost 10 minutes, every day this week on Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 through verse 27, and allow the Lord to open up your understanding, amen, so that you can see and hear and understand what the Lord is doing. Amen? Amen. You see, God's not sitting over in a corner in your life waiting on you to say, oh, Lord, no, he's alive. So you need to think that way. You need to believe that way. You need to act that way. He's alive, and he's alive in you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we lift up to you all the persons that have been deployed in the past 4 months. Thank you, Father. We ask, Father, that you cover them with the blood, that you protect them with your rusa tadabrisha kisa, with your holy word. We release Psalm 91 over them, Father, in Jesus' name. We lift them up to you, and we ask you to protect them, protect their lives, and protect their spirits, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, and we give you praise, and we call it done. We call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, Brother Bill, to you.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. I have a little testimony. I have two stepsisters that had sons that went overseas in the military on the front lines, and they read Psalms 91 and prayed it over them each day, and they both came back. So whoever has sons and daughters overseas, by all means, please use that spiritual warfare. It works. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And you've got to hear what Sharon said. She said, Lord, Dr. Pat said, it's an adventure serving you. Lord, that is the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, it is true, because you have the living Jesus in you. And he is never stagnant or stale. It's always fun, and it's always an adventure if you just listen to him and do what he wants. Praise you, Lord. I love that testimony. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And MM has a praise report. I cried happy tears over God answering my prayers. I prayed in the morning for wisdom before running into old enemies. I saw one and quickly offered a smile. They smiled back, and it was genuine. I also ran into a second old enemy, and they greeted me and first squeezed my shoulder gently while walking past them. When my personal business was over, they saw me walking to my car and offered a ride, but I didn't take it. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you. And Sister Marla has a praise report. Jesus answered a prayer I placed in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room on yesterday. He bypassed that what I asked him to do and got me approved on a matter. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for going above and beyond what we can even ask for. And Dina, she just says, praise report. Sister Marla's praise report reminded me of when I asked God for one thing to go a certain way, and he handled it another way. And praise God, his way was definitely better than what I asked. He even got swift confirmation that it was. So, yeah, I can't micromanage or put God in a box, because he His ways are definitely higher than mine. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Sharon has a little testimony. Brother Bill posted two boot camp scriptures, boot camp number two scriptures. I got Psalms 59:10. The God of mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon my enemies. Years ago, I prayed a prayer to God in a situation dealing with an evil person. I forgot about the prayer, but God never did. 1 year later, God answered that prayer, and he reminded me of the prayer. He gave me the desires of my heart for that person. God gave me justice. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And, of course, Sharon can't leave without saying, shields up. I love it how she does that in the morning. Reminds everybody, praise you, Lord, for Sharon. Thank you, Lord, for her. Maury has a praise report. I asked our Father, Heavenly Father, if it was his will for me to adopt a bunny rabbit, but instead he blessed me with a little hamster for free. I had an enclosure for her already, just needed a few items. Thank you, Lord, for that. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, the way you do things. And Dina has a praise report. I was talking on the phone with a Christian sister, and the Holy Spirit muted the phone so that the phone conversation could not continue because we were certainly talking about things we had no knowledge of, and it wasn't our business. We both immediately repented, and he dealt with us individually, and we made sure no corrupt communication came out of our mouths. The conversation was more uplifting and focused on Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for shutting the door to our lips. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And NK has a praise. AK was safe and secure and obedient in a situation, making intelligent decisions without adult supervision. We're very proud of him. Thank you for an excellent son, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. The children are just treasure. Thank you, Lord, for them. Dana has a praise report. Praise God. God gave my family peace at my uncle's funeral. My cousin paid for my lodging and hotel for half of the lift rides while out of town. So God, thank you, God, for your favor and your blessings. I returned home safely. God kept me, my pets, and my house without incident. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you for that. You do take care of everything about us. Praise you, Lord. And NK says, praise the first Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaching I listened to for homework, I had to call for deliverance for me. It was about an area where I'm still learning to do right, but it was good to see I'm cleaner than I was 2 years ago. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guidance. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for hope. And it's just like the pastor was saying earlier, we just need to thank the Lord for where he is growing us to. Praise you, Lord Jesus, how he's changing us. He's doing it slowly. We don't even realize it sometimes, but praise you, Lord. She can see a difference. And Beloved has a praise report. Praising and thanking the Lord for saving my life from a danger seen and unseen. Those bullets whizzed past me, but you kept them from hitting me. Lord, thank you. I bless your holy name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Yes, he will keep us. He protects us. Praise you, Lord. NK has another praise report. A prayer over a few weeks' time, the Holy Spirit has revealed to me a mystery to KK, and I, bit by bit, he received a little information. I received a little. Thank you, Lord, for the explanation and for the perfect solution you're going to provide. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord. And she also says, praise. Pastor Sabrina recently expounded on Proverbs 27:19, which says, as in water, face answereth the faith, so the heart of man to man. Since then, the Holy Spirit has been helping me to commune with my heart and observe that which was hidden from me and hard. Things like fear of my dad, hate, anger, reviling, scorn, and doubt were surfacing. Thanks and praise to God and much gratitude for MIC leadership and prayers of the saints. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord, for that. And the Lord slowly, it took me a very long time, saints, to get free. Just don't get impatient. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And Sister Marla has a praise report. Today is the day the enemy camp planned on placing me in prison with their witchcraft. They purposely picked the date of 12-21-21, all the same numbers. They threatened me. I was going to prison, not jail this time, etc., when they are the criminals. Jesus dismissed the case. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You always win the battles. And NK has another praise report. Praise God. We worked together quickly to make an important decision that would seriously impact the future of our family and KK's work. Holy Spirit helped us to make the right decision, which was to rely on warfare training rather than on man's understanding and what we can see and feel. Praise you, Lord Jesus. They're growing. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Gina has a praise report. Thank you, Lord, for the leadership, for the saints, for MIC. The plumber arrived with my and my water is back on. Thank you, Lord, for clean running water. What a luxury and a blessing. Praise you, Lord, for that. With joy ye shall draw water from the wells of salvation. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Christina has a praise report. My children prayed with me and my husband briefly. That was miraculous that God used this in his healing. Heal the rift with my stepmom and to restore my family in Jesus' name. She had a relative in the hospital, and the Lord used this. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And KK says, praise, KK has risen up from the bed to help with my wound. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are Lord Jesus. And she says, glory to the most high and true living God. In the last 24 hours, we have had two opportunities to submit ourselves over to the authority of the hospital. We did not. We chose to believe Jesus for our help. God is supplying all of our needs and overcoming every fear and doubt with love and wisdom. He is healing our sicknesses and wounds, and his word is true. He is our rock and our fortress, our God in whom we will trust. Will we just praise you, Lord? Praise you, Lord Jesus. These are wonderful testimonies. The saints are all growing. They're learning how to depend on you and not on man. We just praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. These are awesome. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. And now back to you, Pastor Sprina. These are awesome praise reports. Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Yes, they
are. Very, very, very awesome. Amen. Now, maybe you didn't quite understand Beloved's praise report. Beloved was in a place doing something she needed to do. And it so happened that as she was attending to her own business, someone went quickly past her that somebody else wanted to shoot. And so as somebody else was shooting at the other person, the bullets went right past her. Now, we know on the news how that usually happens is that the innocent bystander is the one that gets the bullet, but not in God's kingdom. Amen? Not in God's kingdom. If you recall, we prayed with her on the air for the Lord to protect her as she went to do something she ought to do in Christ. Amen? And the Lord did just that. We did not know when we prayed that there would be bullets involved, but the Lord did. The Lord did, and he answered her prayer. So, saint, what I'm saying to you is this: have faith in God. Amen? He hears and he answers our prayers. have faith in God. Amen. Area code 614, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hi.
Hi. I need a prayer. excuse me. I need an, I have a serious need, and I need an attorney regarding this matter. As you know, it's pretty much a spiritual warfare. And I need an attorney. I need Jesus to provide an attorney naturally. He did something today that was really nice, but we're kind of, I don't know what to say because I don't want to say the wrong things. Basically, they're trying to close this thing down. That's what they're trying to do. And I have to have someone to go in with me because basically the enemy is just trying to take advantage, like, of the situation. So that's pretty much all I can say there. And I just need Jesus to open the door because it's getting close to the time. And basically, if he doesn't do anything, I mean, there's nothing I can do. And just prayer for my children, and the continual warfare attacks, please.
All right. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, the Bible claims, and it is the truth, that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. And we thank you for providing for the need. For every need, we thank you for the provision. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We continually lift the boys before you, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you for that word that you gave me a few days ago, Lord, concerning this matter. And I know that your word is truth. And so we look forward to seeing in the natural even the move of God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We bind all doubt. We bind all confusion. We bind all unbelief in the name of Jesus Christ. And we release the blood of Jesus over the entire situation, Lord. And we thank you for the release of the faith of God in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Area code 229, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Dr. Sabrina. This is Jackie B. Praise God. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. Dr. Sabrina, I have two prayer requests. The first one is, I don't know if you recall when I called them before and I mentioned to you that I had a vision of a laptop like being carried from one place to another in the houses surrounding me. And you asked me if I asked the Lord, and he said that's what it was with the witchcraft that I'm going through outside my window. That's where I hear it from, like coming towards my house of my bedroom. So I had another one about my cell phone, and I noticed that in the vision I was turning off and on my cell phone. And so, you know, when I woke up, I decided that I was going to turn it off. And when I turned it off, I didn't hear anything from the outside of my house. But as soon as I turned it off to use it, I hear, you know, the wizard and the witch and some of the neighbors, again, you know, saying all kind of things. They really angry at the Lord, you know, about me, the way I pray, the way I warfare. And you know, and they sound like they're shooting guns or something sometimes, you know, to frighten me. But I walk in Jesus' name and I'm out covered with the blood, walls of fire. But I want to pray for that. And then secondly, my granddaughter, Destiny is her name. She just been deployed yesterday. She just arrived in the Middle East. And I'm praying for her. She's just a tiny little girl. But she just went there, and I'm just praying for her that God would bring her back, because she just sent a little picture. She's inside a tent. I just pray that God would bring her home. And I do pray over her, and I say the 91st Psalm over her for her protection every day. I'll always do that with my children and grandchildren, but I just wanted to request prayer for those two things in Jesus' name.
All right. Well, the second thing we've already prayed for tonight. We prayed for that a little earlier when we prayed for everybody that was deployed.
Yes, you surely did.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift The Lord says to you, a thousand shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come not near thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. That's the word of the Lord to you tonight.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sabrina. God bless you. And I thank you so
God
much. I'll follow
you
every time you come on. I just love it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Area code 203, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, Pastor Sabrina. I lost my job recently, and it will be ending in January. And I guess I just really need prayer, not just for a new job, but it seems like I always pick the wrong job. Like, I always end up working in a company that just the job is either misrepresented or I'm just in the wrong place. And I sometimes find it hard to hear God's voice because I've been through so much stuff. Like, I don't always trust the voices that I hear in my mind. So if I can just have some prayer, I just really appreciate it.
Okay. The Bible says in okay, Holy Spirit, hold on a second. I got to pull up this reference. All right. Let me get to what I'm trying to get to. Amen. I gave this scripture. Okay, in Psalm 37, verse 23, the Bible says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way.
Yes.
the Bible also says in the same scripture that I've been teaching for some time in Proverbs 3, the Bible says, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Stop trying to figure it out in your head.
Okay.
In all thy ways, acknowledge him. That doesn't mean tip your hat. That means ask permission.
Okay.
And he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Get out of your own opinion. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Yes.
Okay? That's what that means. It means get your head out of it.
Yes.
Stop
using
your own ideas and your own thoughts to come to your own conclusions and then following that. That's not what he wants to do. So, repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I choose to obey your word.
I choose to obey your word.
And I defer.
And I defer.
This entire matter.
This entire matter.
To you.
To you.
I take my hands off of it.
I take my hands off of it.
I take my thoughts out of it.
I take my thoughts out of it.
And I'm trusting you.
And I'm trusting you
to order my every step.
To order my every step.
I will be listening for you.
I will be listening for you.
I bind every spirit.
I bind every spirit
that would speak to me.
That would speak to me.
That is not of God.
That is not of God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I will practice.
I will practice.
2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians.
10.
10.
Verse 5.
Verse 5.
Every thought.
Every thought.
That will come into my mind.
That will come into my mind.
I will bind it.
I will bind it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
As I continue to bind.
As I continue to bind.
Voices.
All false voices.
Will diminish.
Will diminish.
And your voice.
And your voice
will become stronger.
Will become stronger.
I ask Father.
I ask Father.
That you confirm your words to me.
That you confirm your words to me.
With two or three scriptures.
With two or three scriptures.
I thank you and I give you praise for your leading.
I thank you, and I give you praise for your leading. Amen.
I thank you, and I give you praise for your guidance.
I thank you, and I give you praise for your guidance. Hallelujah.
I thank you, and I give you praise for your wisdom.
I thank you, and I give you praise for your wisdom.
I thank you that your ways are higher than my ways, and your thoughts are higher than my thoughts.
Thank you that your ways are higher than my ways and your thoughts are higher than my thoughts.
I thank you that you are my counselor.
I thank you that you are my counselor.
And I receive your counsel.
And I receive your counsel.
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
thank
Father,
you,
in the name of Jesus, we come into agreement with our brother's prayer before your throne, Lord. And we ask that you provide his need, and as you provide the need, Lord, that you will help him to hear the voice of the Lord clearly. We bind the voice of the stranger in Jesus' name. Rolla la dia sia regisa mamma mamma rocca te di brisa da brisa te sulla la dia sa come out of fear, come out of fear in the name of Jesus. Rizzi, you got to repent of that fear and let go of it, because he's going to provide, but the fear's got to go. You got to have faith.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. I repent
go
from
ahead.
Fear in Jesus' name. I repent from this having fear in the name of Jesus' name.
Come out of him in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of fear, every spirit of doubt and unbelief, the God just might not come through. You're bound in the name of Jesus. Come out of it. You have no right to be there. His body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Fear does not reside there. Fire of God on every fear, every fear. We take the ground from you with the blood of Jesus. Every fear, come out. Be there and talk that out. Cough it out, cough it out, cough it out in Jesus' name. All of that doubt, all that unbelief, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come up and out, go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus, for judgment. Come out of him, come out of him, come out of him, come out of him, come out of him. We bind this, what if, we bind you in Jesus' name. What if, we bind you in the name of Jesus. And what if it doesn't happen by? We bind that in the name of Jesus. What if it doesn't happen by? We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, I don't know about this. I don't know. I bind that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father,
thank
we thank you for the new job.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the
Lord. Thank you,
and
Jesus.
The new job.
Thank
in Jesus' name.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Release your prayer language.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.
All right, brother. You're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God is good, saints. Area code 240. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Amen. Dr. Sabrina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Thank you. God bless you. So this morning, I just wanted to stay home and clean up and do a few things in the house. And then a phone call came, and it was one of my relatives, one of my children, grandchildren, wanted to need to meet her and, you know, help her with something. And the Lord said, okay, get up and go. So I did say, okay, I'll see you there in 2 hours. So we met at the at that place. And when she came in, she kind of just started yelling at me. She started yelling at me. And I said to her, you are not going to do this to me. And she continued to do so. And we walked around in the store, and she was so disrespectful. So I told her, if you're going to be disrespectful, I'm not going to do anything for you. And she just went ahead, and then she was talking to somebody on the phone, and I could hear that person telling her, you have to respect your grandmother. And the Lord, I said, the Lord, did I do a mistake by coming here today? By the way, before I left the house, even in the morning in my prayer time, I said, Lord, what can I do for you today? So that was a question that I had asked the Lord. So anyway, when I was in the store, I just said, Lord, I think I made a mistake by coming here and I'm being yelled at. And so the thing, it ended up, she left. I'm sorry. So we stood in the store for a little while. I couldn't put my thoughts together today. I'm so sorry, Pastor Sabrina. And I looked at her, and I said, I can't believe you're doing this. And I looked at her in the face, and I could see the demons in her eyes. And I said to the demon, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I said, you get out from her, and you shut up, and you do not speak. And, of course, I had said already the prayer of gagging. And then she left, okay? So when she left, I didn't have any business to do in the store. I didn't buy nothing. And after a while, I had left the car. When I had gone there, I got into the car. Before then, I was reading Psalm 51. So I got into the car, and I sat in the car. Then I looked behind. Next to me, there was somebody parked there, and I looked to see who it was. It was a woman, and she seemed to be saying something to me. And then I said, what are you saying? And she opened the door, and she said, oh, you can reverse. I said, oh, I'm not leaving yet. It's okay. And then she got out, and she started mumbling something, and I got out, too, of the car. And I can't remember how the conversation went, but we started talking. Being of two nations, she was so wonderful. We talked where I was from and where she was from and all that. To make the story short, as I always say, the Lord said to me, open, take the Bible. So this is after a long time we were conversing together, just like we were old friends. She really liked me, and I just thought she was just one of the most beautiful person I've ever seen. And the Lord said, now take the Bible quickly. And so she said, I asked her, do you go to church? Are you a Christian? And she said, yeah, I go to a church, and it's a Catholic church, and all they do is ask for money and all that. And I said, I'm a Christian too. And I got born again. And so I started telling her about my time of when I was born again on the road by, you know, a lady who told me about Christ. And I said, and this is what she said. I mean, there's a lot more, but I just want to make it short to the point where God started talking. And I told her about my conversion and what I said and what the lady told me about the statue. She said, have you ever seen Jesus? I said, I've seen Jesus in the Catholic Church. Is that what you're talking about? And the lady that brought me to Christ said, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Lord coming into your heart. And so I was telling the lady the same thing, in better way than now. And she was like, wow, really? I said, yeah. And I said, I invited the Lord into my heart. He came into my heart. Something else came in my heart. Well, because when I got home, I felt so drunk, and I had to call that lady and ask her if I didn't drink anything, and I don't drink alcohol, but I felt like I was drunk. And the lady said to me, that's the Holy Spirit. So I said, let me show you what the lady gave me that day. And I said, look, it's right here. And I hold the Bible like this, Pastor Sabrina, and the Bible flipped to John. Like a wing. I was like, wow. It was on John 16. And I just, you know, went to the scripture where it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life. And I said, when you're going to the Catholic Church, you really don't get to hear the word. And that's exactly what she was saying to me. I said, this is what brings you to the Lord. And I said, I don't want to go to hell. And she said, neither do I. And so we looked at the scripture again, and she read it right there.
What happened to me today?
And I told her if she had a Bible to read. And I don't know why the Lord didn't lead me to just say, okay, do you want to believe? But it was just that. And, it was awesome. I just thought it was awesome.
Well, Father, want to thank you for awesome today. That was really awesome, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for that opportunity to witness. Thank you for that opportunity to share. Thank you for that opportunity to bind up some devils in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, sometimes you lead us by a path that doesn't seem like it's a path, but it is, and it's right. It's right. So we thank you for every opportunity that we have to share the truth with people, Lord, the truth about Jesus Christ. And, Father, we thank you for blessing our sister and her wayward and rebellious granddaughter. We ask, Lord, for an adjudication on the granddaughter's life that she might be brought to Christ in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Father. We thank you for the righteous judge intervening in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen,
sister. Thank you for coming. Amen. God bless you. And keep on working in the harvest field. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Area code 210, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina.
Yes.
Hi, Laura Ann. I wanted to say thank you to you and to Brother Bill and Brother Marshall and all the saints for praying for my daughter and for myself.
Mm-hmm.
She's gone now. Did you get my email today?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I had said in the email, the Lord opened the door when we were in the ER room. A nurse got me in to see her before they intubated her. And so quickly we recited the sinner's prayer, and she asked Jesus into her heart and asked forgiveness of her sins. And we bound the fear, and then they intubated her, and that gave me the strength to get through everything. And he's not a liar, so she confessed the words, and I feel like that she's with him now.
Thank you, Jesus.
The voices try to tell me that it was too fast and this or that, but I thought I'd ask you to pray with me for that, about that, because it was amazing that the nurse got me back there to even be able to go back there and be able to do that. So I pray that that she's with Jesus right now. She was a organ donor, and they called this evening, and they took each kidney and pancreas, and three people are getting a transplant tonight. So I pray that those go well. So I would just like some prayer.
Well, first of all, I want to say that she is with the Lord. You see, there's some people, we're not going to get their attention to the last moment.
Right.
There's some people, we're not going to get them to do that until that moment comes. And she was one of them. But she's with the Lord now. And when you go home, you'll be reunited with her.
Amen.
Know for certain that the scriptures say that since she asked the Lord to come into our heart, that since she repented of her sin, that she's now with the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you also
for
the prayer.
Body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen. Yes. I am so thankful.
Amen.
I am so thankful for her.
The Lord will comfort you.
Yes, he has. I felt all of your prayers and agreements. I was, for me, very amazingly calm through this all. And, of course, I feel sad, today that she's been officially pronounced dead. And then everything is just falling into place. But gratefulness, yes, is knowing that she's in heaven, because this world is just a mess. And actually, She's very blessed to be in heaven. So I'm just so thankful for all of you for helping me get through all this too, and for the prayers for her, because I know it opened the door. God, I mean, it was just amazing that I was able to go back there. Nothing about me, but that the Lord opened the door that to do that. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Brother Marshall.
Thank you, and thank you for allowing us to have that opportunity to pray and support. But I want you to keep thanking the Lord through this whole thing. If you keep thanking the Lord, the morning will move swiftly, and there'll be more joy. I know this from experience. If you keep thanking and praising the Lord, you'll get through this period a lot easier. If you keep praising the Lord, keep thanking him, you'll get through this period a lot easier. Amen? That's the key to get through this.
Thank you,
That's
Jesus.
The key.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You got to keep a song on your lips.
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank
You've
you,
gotta
Jesus.
You've got to keep praising your mouth.
Yes.
That's how you get through this. You praise your way through it. The Bible says in Psalm 32, verse 7, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. The Lord's going to sing to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He's going to sing to you.
Oh, please. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. When she was, I could only remember a few words, and I was singing How Great Thou Art to, with her. Well, how great thou art, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
And we'll continue to pray for you.
Thank you. I love y'all.
We love you, too. God bless you. Stay in contact.
Thank you. I certainly will. Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry
Bye-bye.
Christmas. Praise
Bye-bye.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, saints. Another soul in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We want to give you praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Another soul in heaven. Area code 678, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello? Area code 678, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes,
I can hear you now.
I was just wanting to pray for my husband. He's of course, he don't know the severity of his situation, how sick he is, and I'm just praying for the remission of his sins and his salvation and his prideful spirit and bitterness between me and my family or me and the children right now, because we're trying to grow in faith. And the more we grow, the more he draw back from us. So I'm just asking for prayer.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you that's normal. The more you all grow, the more he's running from Jesus. Keep growing. Mm-hmm. Keep growing. Quit looking at his flesh. Stop looking at him. Focus on Jesus. It's easier to do when you take your eyes off of him and what seemingly is his lack of progression, and you focus on Jesus. I was just thinking about mm-hmm. you all this morning, about 5 in the morning. And he's trying to get out of it, but that doesn't work. He's trying not to surrender. He wants to hang on to his pride. He wants to hang on to his unrighteousness, but it's not going to work. So you just set your face just like Jesus did. Jesus set his face like a flint. That means it wasn't moving anymore. He made up his mind, mm-hmm. and he was going in this direction and this direction only. And it didn't matter what happened or didn't happen. He wasn't changing his mind. He was going to the cross, and that was it. You're going to have to be just that sold out and determined. You can't mm-hmm. be moved by what happens or what doesn't happen. You can't allow situations to cause you to act out of fear. Because this is actually in God's hands. It's out of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
We've given him over to the Lord, and the Lord is running the show. All you can do is continue mm-hmm. to thank the Lord and praise him for his salvation and continue to bind those mm-hmm. devils in Jesus' name and forbid those devils to speak to you in the name of Jesus. Amen? Mm-hmm.
It's
you
not
see,
so
every
much
time,
me as the kid.
I know. See, the Lord was telling me about this morning. Every time the Lord goes to move to deal with him, then you all react emotionally. And see, that's where the hindrance comes in. God can't go on and just do what he's got to do because you all keep going into the emotion thing instead of standing mm-hmm. firm on the word. They're holding up the program with this emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about that, but they still haven't gotten to the point that they're willing to stop worrying and going into this anxiety thing in the emotional realm, because that's a part of fear. So mm-hmm. tonight we're going to pray for your children to become more steadfast in the Lord and to come out of their flesh.
Okay.
Because the last time an issue came up, I had to text them and say, hey, stop praying like that. You're operating in fear. They were doing. Mm-hmm. I could feel it. And I told them they had to go in their prayer languages. So every time something happens or some incident comes up, they go into, like, panic mode. And I'm like, no, that's mm-hmm. not faith. That's all fear. It's all anxiety. It's all fear. So we're going to pray for that tonight. Heavenly Father, mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up the children to you. Rikisi de la brucha cada de la brucha 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 de la The Lord says he's going to deal with them individually about their fear. Amen. He's going to deal with them individually about their fear. Because he's wanting to move. And their fear is in the way. Amen. So we want to thank the Lord for what he's doing. Because he's ready to do what he's got to do. Amen? And what he's got to do might not be pretty. Amen? It may not be comfortable, and it may not be pretty. If you remember from Sunday, it had to get to the point that it wasn't pretty, didn't? In that presentation, it had to get to the point that it wasn't comfortable and it wasn't pretty. But God got the glory in the end. Okay? That was for them to get the point, it's going to get ugly. But you got to stick with Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. So you all need to toughen
up. Thank you.
Amen. We love you. God bless.
We love you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, saints, it's like that. Sometimes things have to get a little not so pleasant for people to finally surrender, give up that pride, and surrender to the Lord. Amen? Amen. It's like that sometimes. And we just have to go with the Lord because he always knows what's best. Amen? Amen. So now if I can give you these prayer request that we're going to do tonight. Amen. Amen. All right. Okay. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Amen. Let me see if I can find them right quick, like wherever I put them. Amen. Come on, Jesus. Here we go. Technology is a little different. You have to bear with me just a moment. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, here we are. I can't get to that right now. I got it. Amen. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning direct violations of the First Amendment. We got wind of an email from a Dr. Francis Collins, the outgoing head of the National Institutes of Health, to his colleague, Dr. Fauci, and raising concerns about government-sponsored suppression of free speech, a direct violation of the First Amendment. The email appears in a report to some House Democrats, and it shows behind the scenes the efforts from Collins and Fauci, who were pushing a fresh round of lockdown. Yeah, they wanted to have some more lockdowns, lock us down some more. That's their bright idea. To discredit the Great Barrington Declaration and disparage its authors. The Great Barrington Declaration was an October 2020 letter that ran counter or in the opposite direction to the efforts of Fauci and Collins by declaring a unified opposition to broad-based lockdowns. So you see, somebody was trying to tell them they were wrong from the beginning, but of course they didn't want to hear that because they had their own plan in mind, and choosing instead to focus on the protection of vulnerable groups. That declaration has been signed by many notable medical and epidemiological experts. So it's not like no one spoke up. We might not have known about it at the time, but it's not like no one spoke up to tell them they were wrong. No, they wanted to do what they wanted to do, and that's what they did. We're also requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the expanse and overreach of witchcraft into every sector of society, from advertisements to education, especially in early childhood, to imagery, to horoscopes, to drugs, to legal, law enforcement, and judicial practices, from bewitchments to politics to lunar incantations to gathering in the groves to human sacrifice to cannibalism. We appeal for the full execution of the judgment that is written to be done in the earth in Jesus' name. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning addictive brain hijacking. That's what they call it. Addictive brain hijacking methods used by social media giants to keep users on their platforms and that have harmful effects, particularly on children, according to an industry insider who says the companies may be violating child protection laws and consumer protection laws by employing such techniques. This person has over 35 years of experience in the tech and telecom industry and recently testified before Congress speaking to members about some of the deceptive practices used by social media networks, in particular what they refer to as brain hijacking. And he goes on to tell about that situation. I'll let you read that. It's right there in the chat room. He said the social media apps, including those developed by Google, Meta, and ByteDance, are intentionally developed to be addictive. Part of what makes these platforms addictive is associated with brain hijacking technologies, which involve suggestive and manipulative advertising, he explained. So he works in this industry as a platform developer and an app developer, and he was shocked at the admission that they had actually done it. The person who served as the first president of Facebook said in an interview that Facebook was intentionally developed using addictive technologies associated with something he described as social validation feedback loop. And so that in itself is what is at the heart of brain hijacking, he said. And what that does is that it reassures the end user that what they're posting on the platform is being accepted by a lot of people. In other words, a social validation feedback loop would be associated with a thumbs up or confetti or emojis and that sort of thing after they do a post. He said that these addictive qualities that developers put in their apps and platform designs, which end up harming the user. So he went on to say, God only knows what it's doing to our children's brain. But it's not only the brains of children, it's the brains of the end user, whether it's an adult, teen, child, business, or any other kind of user. So we're asking God to get in the middle of that. We also requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning this Swedish singer. She's received a lot of backlash because there's this old hymn from the 19th century, which many of us are not familiar with. Well, she decided she was going to remove the references to God and sing it her own way. Well, she got a lot of backlash about that. And it was downright wrong because, as it was stated, lyrics, however, to exclude references to God, which were instead replaced with more vague references to love and life. The modified lyrics sparked controversy in Sweden and beyond, with critics citing it as an example of secularization of Christmas. One person wrote, the thinned-out version that was posted, arguing that without references to God, the hymn becomes a prayer without a recipient who can answer. So you see, that wasn't received very well. But you know that's not going to be the last time she or some other people try that. We're also requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning something that came out of Mr. Biden's mouth. He tried to scare Americans into getting vaccinated, claiming that the unvaccinated are looking at a winter of severe illness and death if you're unvaccinated. Just who does he think he is? For themselves, their family, and the hospital, they'll soon overwhelm. That's what he said. On Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci appeared on CNN and told host Jake Tapper that the president is correct in his prediction of the unvaccinated dying. Where is the pandemic headed right now? Do you expect new record high numbers for cases? And what about hospitalizations and deaths, Tapper asked. Yes, well, unfortunately, Jake, I think that this is going to happen, Fauci replied, adding that there will be significant stress in some regions of the country on hospital system, particularly in those areas where you have a low level of vaccination, which is one of the reasons why we continue to stress the importance of getting those unvaccinated people vaccinated. He added, and if you look at what it's done in South Africa, what it's doing in the UK, and what it's starting to do right now, the president is correct. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we return this attack, this word curse to the sender according to the covenant. Sowing and reaping is still in effect. As it was in the day of Haman, so it is today. Amen? So that's what we're praying about tonight, saints. Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall, we're ready to pray.
Thank you, Father, for being there, willing to hear the Lord Jesus, being willing to hear each of us. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're faithful every moment of every day. You'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord Jesus. You promised us that at the very end of the Gospel of Matthew. That I'll never leave you, nor for, and also in Hebrews chapter 13. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're interceding for each of us. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. Thank you for not leaving any of us as orphans, Father God. Thank you for taking us all up. Thank you for hearing our prayers because of what Jesus did, because of that blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel, even as it is written in Hebrews 12:24 and is written in Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that even while we were sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified, right now justified, cut up by your blood, Lord Jesus, by the blood of the only sinless blood, the innocent blood, being made just as if we never sinned by that innocent blood. We're made innocent, decreed innocent by the word of God as we're hidden in that blood, hidden under the blood. Though our sins be as red as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. We thank you for washing us in your own precious, precious blood, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, your eyes are red with wine. Thank you for keeping us as the apple of your eye. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son to show us you, to reveal kind of the invisible God by your, kind of said it, by your precious, precious, holy, holy Son. How forth my God. We thank you, Jesus, for interceding for each of us. And you're able to save all of us to the uttermost, to come to you, Heavenly Father, by Jesus. And that's how we come. Because you said, if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done, and my Father which is in heaven. Father, you said not to be afraid of these people, Father God, and the demons that are in them, because you're exposing what's really going on. And we thank you, even as Sabrina has read through the prayer request, Father God, and we thank you for hearing them, even answering them before we finish praying, Father. And you said, if two of you are on earth, you grace touching anything you ask, it shall be done, my Father, which is in heaven, according to Matthew 18:19. And Jesus says in Matthew 10:26, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. We thank you for exposing the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy. If a fowler, somebody who tries to catch little birds, sets a little trap or a snare, the little bird's not going to wander into that trap if they see the fowler setting the trap. Oh, you need to eat this rat poison. It's really good for you. Or worse yet. So, Father, we thank you for helping the little birds to see and giving us all eyes to see, ears to hear, and new and understanding hearts, and all those who have been saved before, including all the children, Father, in Jesus' name, all the children. Because it is written in your word in Matthew 18:14, Jesus says, even so, is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. You don't want any of them to perish. Father, we ask you to deliver us from all the mind-controlling spirits, the mass hypnotism, mass spirits of insanity, and all the ungodly mind-control spirits, even as Sabrina read from 2 Corinthians 4:4 tonight, the enemy comes to blind the minds of them that do not believe. And how does he do that? Well, he's a supernatural archangel. We have a very worthy adversary, but Jesus spoke him into being. He's not God. He's a little magistrate in the spirit realm from the second heavens. And he fell splat. He was kicked out of heaven. And he's all his little underlings. One third of the angels that followed him, they were kicked out too. Because Jesus has already defeated them. Jesus already poured out his soul. We think of the power of your blood, Lord Jesus, the power of the cross. We think of that power, wonder-working power in your blood, Lord. So we come before your throne of grace, Father, asking your divine intervention, adjudication for all these situations from the righteous judge. And Jesus, we know you're going to judge everything. You're going to absolutely judge everything. We're all saved by faith in your blood, those that do believe, Father God. It's not our righteousness. It's not our good deeds. It's only by faith in your blood, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please make all of our prayers affectionate for it. I bind every spirit of vain imagination in this head and this heart and hold this head in our hearts so I can stand in for. I bind and cast down every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. I continue to commit my works unto you, Lord Jesus. And you'll bring them to pass. I commit my works of you, Lord. You'll bring them to pass. I lift up my and all thoughts captive for me and those I can stand in for, Lord, as we submit to the righteous judge, Father, in Jesus' name. Because, Father, you've given Jesus all power in heaven and earth in Jesus' name. Even as Jesus makes it abundantly clear over in the Gospel of John chapter 5, set where it is, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Helps to turn the page. Thank you, Lord. And they shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. How can anybody do good? Because Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. We need his spirit in us. And we thank you for filling us with your good spirit, Lord. We thank you for the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you have power to lay down your life and power to take it up again. And we're called the body of Christ. Thank you for taking up your life and of your fullness of all we receive. Thank you for the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, and every witchcraft curse sent against all of us and all the family members of every believer, all the friends of every believer, all those who have entered the seat of prayer, everyone coming into the body of Christ, including those standing for the truth, as best they know how, all witchcraft curses returned at least sevenfold on the heads of the spirits who stand to do those spirits who intend to do thus, including those sent against Sister Marla and all the saints, including those sent against all the saints, returned at least sevenfold. We continue repetitions in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. We thank you for exposing what the enemy is trying to do, Lord, and is written in Psalm 79:12. And render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosoms their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. We thank you for doing that, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for giving your obedient angels, guardian angels, warring angels, charge over each of us. I continue to speak blindness to the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear, in Jesus' name. It's a joining there with Christ, who has all power in heaven and earth, who said, the things that I have done, you will do, and greater things than these. And the prophet was it Elisha over in 2 Kings 6:16-17. He can take authority and ask, Father, for your divine intervention. We thank you for divine intervention, Father God, that they can only see what you want them to see as far as the body of Christ. We thank you for exposing what the enemy is doing, Heavenly Father, and bringing it to light in Jesus' name. We continue to speak confusion, division, the enemy's camp, confusion, division, the enemy's camp, division, confusion, the enemy's camp, continuing instantly, immediately, in Jesus' name, even as you did, Father, because the battle's not ours, but the Lord's, because we're your house. And if we're your house, we're holding fast the rejoicing of the hope from to the end, just like it says in Hebrews 3:6. Confirmed in many other places. And it says that if we're your house, we are that temple. And it says, if when evil cometh upon us, is the sword. This is in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 9. If when evil cometh upon us, is the sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house. Thank you for your name in these temples of the Holy Spirit, making up one temple, one body of Christ. And cry unto thee in our affliction, and thou wilt hear and help. And now behold the children of Ammon, the children of the deep state people, the children of the global Illuminati group, Father, in Jesus' name. And now behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us. How they reward us. What have we done to Biden to cause him to want to bring death, hell, and destruction by his words on people? So we cancel all the word curses spoken by Fauci and every other demonically inspired, kind of mind-controlled, kind of a set of a demon-infested individual in Jesus' name. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might, apart from you, Lord Jesus, against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Thank you, Jesus, for being the visible representation of the invisible God. Your eyes are red with wine. Thank you, Father, for being in the Lord Jesus, reconciling the world unto yourself, not imputing our trespasses unto us, as it is written in Corinthians. As we've repented, renounced all sins, and turned from them, Father God, including casting all of our cares upon you. We repent, we're taking it for any anxious thought for tomorrow. We repent for entertaining any spirits offensive to you. We know fear is the opposite of faith. And we know, Father God, that pride is Satan's dominion and ungodly fear. That's what he likes to be controlled by or control others with, fear. And he tries to say, oh, I'll make you the greatest song or singer. I'll make you the greatest politician. I'll make you the greatest whatever if you just bow down and worship me. Well, we're not going to bow down and worship you, Satan. You're already bound. You're already destroyed. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifesting, but destroy the works of the devil, as Sabrina's already reminded us of from 1 John 3:8 in Jesus' name. And Jesus says, Father, I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. It is finished. Jesus died once. He can never, ever die again. He has the power of an endless life. And we thank you for that. We give you praise and honor and glory. Even as the prophet said, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. So what did they do? They prayed, they fasted, they sought the Lord, and they were given instruction to believe in the Lord and his prophets, not the phony prophets, the real prophets. In verse 21 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and when he consulted with the people, he, Jehoshaphat, appointed singers unto the Lord. It's a great thing to sing praises to the Lord, that should go and praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Yes, Jesus, you have the power of an endless life. And you said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. We pray for those who despitefully use us, those that can be saved, the lawyers that have bowed the knees to take kickbacks and bribes, those that have been blackmailed, and all the people that are doing things, the people in the medical community that have also been bewitched, Father God, mind-controlled people, Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to deliver those that can be delivered, Father, including those connected and related to all the saints, those that have gone along with, well, it's just a medical intervention. Father God, we ask you to deliver each and every one. We ask your divine intervention and from the righteous judge in every one of these situations, Father God, including those violating the First Amendment, the freedom of being able to express ourselves, even as was expressed by those that were discredited from the Great Barrington Declaration, of many kind of a set of medical and epidemiological experts saying that the lockdowns were not beneficial and this was contrary to science. But see, they have a different science. Their science is the one that goes along with their agenda to bring in the Great Reset. It has nothing to do with medical. It has everything to do with controlling people. Just like little game people like to play. Some people like to play little computer games like little Smurfs. They want us to pretend to be like little Smurfs. We'll just go along and do what they tell us to do because then maybe they'll throw us a carrot. Isn't that nice? So, Father, we bind all these ungodly mind control attentions and intentions of the enemy, including those from the deep state, and with all these different, not just this nation, the global people in Jesus' name, for all those people that are in cahoots, Father God, including those from the Vatican, in Jesus' name. God, about it. We cancel their demonic assignments. Every spirit of idolatry trying to bring everybody into a one-world religion has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. We bind every one of those ungodly intentions of idolatry. Bind every spirit of idolatry from our position seat in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus, we command there be no further flow of power or communication from the demons in the heavens, the bush and the deep, to all as we have, are, and will be interceding for, not just the United States, every nation, not just Canada, not just the UK, every nation, in Jesus' name. Every place in the sound of my voice, and where all the saints are, and will be, in Jesus' name. All the islands, every place, in Jesus' name. We bind you, Satan. We bind every one of your angels. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, for our position seated in Christ Jesus on earth. We bind every ungodly spirit, every spirit of pride, rebellion, mind control, eye-blocking spirits, mind control, every ungodly spirit, including every spirit of mass hypnotism, mass mind control, mass insanity, every spirit of insanity, every demon of insanity, return to sender in Jesus' name to do to them what they intend to do to us in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind, as it is written in 2 Timothy 1:7. And we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We have a heavenly Father who has all power and has given Jesus all power in heaven and earth, and no one can snatch us out of Father God's hand. So Satan, you're bound. Every one of your underlings are bound. Every stinking, lying spirit is bound, including those coming from those trying to violate the First Amendment, including those associated with the NIH, National Institutes of Health, and those things that have been whispered in secret can be shouted from the housetops. So we thank you for this coming to light recently, this email, previously unseen email from October 20th from Dr. Francis Collins from the NIH to expose the plans to cause government-sponsored suppression of free speech. We thank you for bringing it to the light, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to give some judges and some people in the legal realm and some people in this spiritual realm to be able to stand up and say no more to all this nonsense globally in Jesus' name. We thank you for raising many up, Father God, all over the globe, not necessarily with physical arms, not necessarily with guns and things like that, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, deploying down the strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, including every spirit of pride and rebellion, every spirit of mind control, every spirit of idolatry, the people who think, well, I'm like a little God. My name must be Bill Gates or something like that, because I know just what the world needs. We need to thin the population. How nice. We bind every spirit of death, hell, and destruction. Satan, every ungodly spirit of Zeus, every spirit of death, hell, and destruction. We cancel your assignments, not only in the military realm, every realm, in Jesus' name. Trying to affect the food, trying to affect the supply of power and energy, trying to supply the free flow of proper funds for those in need, including the widows and the orphans and all those in need, in Jesus' name, because the arm of the Lord is not too short to save. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are perpetually bound. Not only mind control spirits, every spirit of eye blocking, every spirit of antichrist, unloving, rebellion, all marine spirits are bound. Every ungodly spirit, Leviathan, Kundalini, heads and tails cut off and descaled. Every ungodly spirit are bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant by the power of the Holy Spirit. And from our position seated in heavenly places, we command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those who have interceded for, will intercede for, in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant, including those trying to bring in more witchcraft globally, trying to bring in more kicking out of the true faith in the living God who really did create heaven and earth, even mosquitoes, even little blood-sucking things like vampires and things like witches and things like that that like to eat human flesh. We bind every spirit associated with cannibalism and trying to force it on people in their ignorance. In Jesus' name, putting it into commonly used foods. In Jesus' name, we ask, put up with that of Heavenly Father for your divine intervention and adjudication, and grant your saints and those coming into the body of Christ a hunger to thirst for all and only what you want. And grant us discernment, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because everything that smells good, looks good, may not be good, Father God. So grant us discernment, Father God. It doesn't have to be Pizzagate like past holidays to talk about. It can be other things that are more subtle. So, Father God, we ask you to grant us discernment in every area that we need it, Father God, including those in the body of Christ. And we ask for your divine adjudication, the righteous judge, concerning the expanse of overreach of witches into every sector, and apparently every sector of society, including education, including early childhood, and associated with imagery, including things from cartoons and TV programs and things that these different theme parks and stuff like that in Jesus' name, including all the judicial practices and all the blackmail behind the scenes trying to control the judges and the lawyers. We bind every spirit of bewitchment, all those spirits associated with lunar incantations, spirits that worship the stars and all the rest of it. We cancel their assignments. Every spirit of idolatry is bound, worshiping kind of a medical tyranny, the new spirit of a God newly come up. Every spirit of idolatry is bound in Jesus' name. Father, make those things that are offensive to you to be offensive to each one of us and all those we've interceded for in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for doing so. Including every spirit of idolatry, Father, in Jesus' name. Because we know some things are very, very offensive to you, and some people seem to not be aware of what pleases you and doesn't please you, just like I wasn't aware before I started reading the book and hearing your word, Lord. And you said in Jeremiah 2:28, "Beware of thy gods that thou hast made thee. Let them arise if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah," as it says in Jeremiah 2:28, in Jesus' name. And it is written in, where is that, Lord? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Deuteronomy 21. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 31:16-18. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go whoring after the gods," little g, "after the gods of the strangers of the land, whither they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. And my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them. I will hide my face from them, that Lord, open the eyes of the Jewish people and every other person that claims to be a believer in the true and living God, in Jesus' name. Give us eyes to see, Lord. I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us?" Help the light to go on, Father God. People to wake up and find out what's going on in Jesus' name. You said, "I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they have wrought, in that they have turned unto other gods," which are no gods at all. They're just things they wanted to worship. Father, we repent, renounce every spirit of idolatry, including pride in our own self, and the so-called pride in America as if it were something in and of itself that was better than other countries. We bind every spirit of pride, even as Peter discovered when he said, "Well, I'm not going to deny you, Lord. I won't be like these other people that will deny you, comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." Well, the United States is certainly a more strong, one or more upright nation than, I don't know, Gambia or Lithuania or whatever, any other nation. Boop. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Everyone. We repent every spirit of idolatry, Father. If any of us have worshipped any human being, including Trump or anyone else, we repent, Father God, because no human being deserves worship but the only true and living God. And you're the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus, Father. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost coming to teach us and not leave us as orphans. We thank you for teaching us all. We ask for your divine adjudication, all these errors, a full execution of the judgment that is written to be done in the earth in Jesus' name concerning this overreach, Father God, from the witchcraft spirits, Father God, and every spirit of bewitchment, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine adjudication, Father God, concerning this so-called brain hijacking, every other method to try and control people's brains, Father God, not just through social media, not just through Facebook and now called Meta, which is very demonic indeed, and all the so-called social validation feedback loop, people looking for attaboy, attagirl from people instead of from, how about God? Let's do what pleases Him because we're created by Him and for Him for His good pleasure. Sabrina pointed out in Colossians, actually you point out, Lord, through Dr. Sabrina in Colossians, where is that, 1:16, in Jesus' name. It's also in the last verse of the book of Revelation, chapter 4. We're created by you and for you and for your good good purposes, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, even as this person, Father God, Sean Parker, admitted only God knows what's doing to the children's brain. We ask you to deliver all the children, Father God. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And we know we don't want one of these little ones to perish, Father God. They're all created by you and for you and for your good pleasure. We're all your children. You don't have grandchildren. We're all your children. Whether we're 100 years old or whether we're 100 minutes old, Father, we're all your children. And you want all of us to grow in the knowledge and love of the Lord. So help us to be able to do so and think clearly. Deliver us from every spirit trying to attack our hearts and our minds in Jesus' name. And we thank you for hearing these prayers, Father God, and bringing to light about this social media brain hijacking, Father. And thank you for hearing the prayers. I know you probably already answered. Even Sabrina's already prayed. And we thank you, Father, because Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And we ask for your divine adjudication of the righteous judge concerning this Swedish singer who tried to remove references to the true Creator God from this 1887 Christmas song about Lucia Day. They like to wear little candles on their heads or something in the Scandinavian nations. Well, Father, we ask you, and I don't know what the root basis of that is, and maybe some Christian, maybe something else. So, Father God, we ask you to deliver all the people from every ungodly spirit of idolatry and every spirit of, well, I know better than God. I'm going to just change this thing. So, Father, we ask you to help that person. We pray for her, Lord. I think it's a her. To save her soul. What was her name? Foxdale. We ask you to save Madeline Foxdale in Jesus' name. And we ask you to save all those, Father God, that can be saved. You said, pray for those who despitefully use you. Because, Father, if people didn't pray for me when I was living big time in the world and blasting down the highway at ridiculous speeds, I was just controlled by a demon of speed demon. I was controlled by pride. I thought it was my highway. No, the earth is the Lord's in the fullness of Father. I'm so grateful you forgive me. You're so patient in teaching me still day by day. Teach us all. And we thank you for sending the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the teachings from the Holy Spirit we've had the privilege of hearing. And thank you for teaching us. And thank you that you guided Pat Holiday to help pray, as I heard in one of the teachings on the Holy Spirit that I'd heard many years ago now, about there was a young woman who was on her deathbed, and you went in Pat Holiday, and you led her to the Lord Jesus so that she had doubts. Am I going to go to heaven? No, I'm going to go to hell. No, you just have to repent of your sins and ask Jesus come live in your heart. And we thank you for hearing the prayers of Laura Ann's daughter. I think it was her daughter in Jesus. I have her daughter's probably the same age and same name as my daughter. Oh, Father, oh, Father. Is my daughter perfect? No way. Not apart from the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for getting hold of all the children. You said, believe in Lord Jesus and be sozo in your household. He'll be saved, healed, delivered, preserved, made whole in your household. We thank you for the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness that we shall reign in life by one Christ Jesus, like it says over in Romans 5:17. And the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. We thank you for delivering Heather from the wrong direction, Father God. For the way of life is above. The way of life is above to the wise. And what's wisdom? Doing God's work. That we depart from hell beneath. Thank you for the privilege of helping all of us and all of us to make the right choices, Father God, making those things that are pleasing to you in the natural and in the spiritual to be pleasing to us as well, and granting us discernment. Help us to take heed what we hear, as you asked us to do over in Mark 4, and to set no wicked thing before our eyes, and to fill our hearts with your word the way you want, Lord. Because then out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And help us, Lord. Help all of us. Help me. Help us all to set a watch before our mouths. Keep the door of our lips moment by moment. We ask for your divine adjudication, Father God, including for this songwriter, Father God. And you draw this person, Madeline Foxdale, and all those to the Lord Jesus. She's only 43, Lord. Now, my brother died many years before that. He was 38 when he died. Because he made some mistakes, Father God. And so we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And I'm still here. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you know how to get a hold of each one of us. But my brother got to repent on his deathbed, too. And he got to make the right trip. He got to go up instead of down. Thank you, Father, for helping many to make the right trip and go up instead of down. We ask for your divine help, Father God, in Jesus' name, including whoever Joe Biden is or if he has many other people standing in for him. We know there's a lot of duplegangers, I think Pat used to call them, and other people call them, and a lot of people standing in for different people. There was somebody from the cartel, apparently had 20 people who looked just like him, they walk like him, talk like him, because he didn't want somebody to bump him off. And maybe there's many people standing in for Hilly, people standing in for Joe. I heard people say, hey, look at Joe. He's got different earlobes in different settings, Father God. So we don't know who they all are, Father God, who these people are speaking, Father God. And in the book of Daniel, you talk about confusion of faces, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we know that the witches like to do that. They like to make people think somebody else is somebody else, even what was his name. Giuliani used to say, if I start saying things that don't line up with me, you don't think it's me. So maybe some of the things Trump has said recently, not really him. I don't know if they have a doppelganger for him, too. That would be a very logical thing for the deep state to do, to turn all the Trump supporters against him. It would make a very logical thing. Father, we have to bring to light everything that needs to be brought to light, including the whole reason for this so-called plandemic. It is planned, very well planned out for many, many years ago. So what was planned? They came up with almost a harmless little variation on it with a bioweapon that has hardly any chance of even people with some other issues of getting sick, unless they were very old and had multiple other things like cancer and heart disease already or something. Many people would not die of COVID, Father God. More than 99% of them would have survived, but they had to come out with the fix, just like they had to come out for the fix for 9/11, as Pat Holliday was talking about, and one of the ones I heard about again recently, because that was a planned thing, too. And there was a fix for it. What was it? Oh, it was the thing to overturn the U.S. Constitution and get rid of all our privacy, Father God. Have people search us when we go on airplanes. It's the same nonsense. It's the same ungodly control. We bind every spirit of ungodly mind control, every spirit of control, trying to take people's privacy, trying to take away their possessions in Jesus' name. Every spirit trying to overturn the U.S. Constitution in Jesus' name, trying to bring about terror and trying to bring about fear. We bind every spirit of ungodly fear and every mind control spirit, and every spirit of mass insanity in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. Father, we ask you to pour forth your Holy Spirit, that anointing, Father God, the anointing, Father God. You pour oil on troubled waters. You pour oil on troubled waters. Pour forth of your spirit, Father. You said in the last days I pour forth of my spirit upon all flesh, and these are the last days we ask you to pour forth of your spirit upon all flesh, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so, because you said, if two of you on earth agree to anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father, which is in heaven. Not just for Pat Holliday's family members. All the descendants, every believer, Sabrina Sessions' grandmother's descendants. Yes, all of Sabrina Sessions' grandmother's descendants. All of Noah, who built the Ark's descendants. That's for every one of us, no matter what we look like, whether we look like American Indian, Inuit, or something else. We all descended from Noah, who built the Ark, if we're a human being. And you said in Isaiah 44:3, you said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. So give each one a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, and floods upon the dry ground. I'll pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. Father, pour forth of your spirit. Pour forth of your spirit as you promised, Father God. Not only in Joel 2 and Acts chapter 2, because these are the last days. You point that out at the beginning of Hebrews chapter 1 and Hebrews chapter 9. I think it's around verse 26 or something. We know, and also in Peter, these are the last days. So, Father, it's been the last days for 2,000 years. So, Father, we ask you to pour forth of your spirit, Father, because we can't do it, but your spirit can. And we thank you for all the wonderful teachings on the Holy Ghost, Father. We thank you for the spirit of adoption. We thank you, Father, for that aha moment as I was hearing Pat Holliday talk. Was it last night? I've been able to recast three of out of four so far, Father, and they've been all good, really, really good. And I thank you, Father God, as Pat Holliday was doing the best she could to read through the scriptures, and as a mature saint, she did a great job. And where was that scripture, Father God? It was in the Gospel of John, chapter 7. Does somebody, I just want to share real quick. John chapter 7, it was awesome. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. This was an answer to the question I was looking for many years. And she's just reading the scriptures, Father God, in Jesus' name. And the parenthetical one in John 7:39. Bing! I said, bing! There it is! Because Jesus says in verses 37 to 39 of John chapter 7, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39, parentheses. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Because the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Thank you, Father, for restoring the glory the Lord Jesus had with you from before the foundation of the world, because Jesus is from everlasting. Because that says that in John chapter 17, I think it's verse 5, that He asks you to restore that glory. It says the glory of children are their fathers. Yes, we have the fullness of the Godhead in us, Christ in us, the Spirit of our Father in us, telling us what to say when we have the opportunity to speak to people, the Spirit of God in us, the Holy Ghost in us, the anointing that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy when we drink into one spirit with you, Lord, because that's what I was looking for. And there it is, John 7:39. The Holy Ghost was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. We thank you for that glory. Thank you for being a wall of fire around about and the glory in the midst. Zechariah 2:5. And the glory in the midst. We thank you for your glory for a defense in Isaiah 4:5. That glory, the glory, the glory because of the blood of Jesus. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We thank you for your glory. And all the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Thank you for pouring forth of your Spirit. Thank you for the liquid light. Thank you for your glory, your glory, your glory. All glory to God in the highest. If God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Christ Jesus, by whom I am crucified unto the world and the world unto me. I don't try to save my own life. I can't because Jesus is my life. He already paid the price. That since he can't die again, and he's my life, I don't have to worry about where I'm going to wake up. If I wake up in a different realm, in heaven, praise God. Praise God. If I wake up here, he's got more for me to do. Help us all to abide till he comes and to hear what the Spirit tells us to do. And we thank you for teaching us. We thank you for teaching through Sabrina, Father. We thank you for teaching through Brother Bill. We thank you for the anointed help, Father God, from Trish and Justin and all those, Father God. We ask you to send the Holy Spirit to comfort all those that mourn, Father God. Comfort, Laura and Lord, comfort all those that mourn, Father God, including those that are near and dear to each of us that have been bewitched by this giant mind control spirit. And get them, Father God, the ability to think calmly and clearly and to turn to fix their eyes on Jesus instead of the nonsense in this world. For that will keep him in perfect peace, his mind is stained on thee. And the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace, your glory and grace. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. In Jesus' name. Your unspeakable gift of your Son. In Jesus' name. All the saints said amen and amen. Because you said if two of you on earth, it goes just to ending up, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. To give you praise, Father, for your mercies that are new every day. That man who tried to do nasty things to a woman, she led him to the Lord Jesus, Father, when he held her in his hand.
Your heart has fled.
He's already killed.
that we need. Have the right word. Get us all the right word.